My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's readings answer a question that many of us, in fact, if not all of us, have asked before. And what is this question? The question is, if God is so powerful, God is so mighty, why does he allow evil to keep growing? If God is so powerful, God is so mighty, why does he allow evil to keep growing? Our readings today give us the answer to this question that many of us have asked over and over. Yes, it is true, and our first reading makes it very clear from the Book of Wisdom, whereby the writer makes us understand how mighty our God is. But yet, God is lenient in his judgment. He judges with clemency. The mercy of God that God offers to each and every one of us is not a sign of weakness, but it is a sign of who God truly is. That he desires that all his children should be saved. And it is the desire of God that you should be saved, that I should be saved. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, we read, and it says that God desires that everyone should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So the entire readings today are pointing to the fact that God is patient with all of us. We see in our gospel reading today, the enemy goes and sows weeds among the good seed. And the slaves were in a hurry. Oh, why not? Let's go and weed out the weeds. Let's clear the weeds off. But God said, hold on. Let them all grow together. Because if you rush, you might take away the good seed as well. So hold on. Wait. When it is harvest time, we will be able to identify the weeds and be able to identify the good seed. We all are here. And we know the world that we live in. The readings categorically point to us to let us remember that yes, there is an enemy that does not want our well-being. Satan does not want our well-being. In fact, in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says that what? Jesus says that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you will have life and have it more abundantly. Who is the thief? The enemy. Satan. And what does he want to do? To take us away from becoming the good seed that God has planted in this world. And that is why, as children of God, we need to pay attention to the teachings of God so that we can continue to nourish ourselves in the goodness that God has created us to be. God has given us the church as a way to follow him closely, where he himself is found because he is always present in the Eucharist, so that he can guide us, so that we can grow to be the people he has created us to be, so that we can grow to be the seed he has planted in this world. But day in and day out, sometimes you see that the enemy comes and deceives us. And we see that already even from creation, from Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Did God say you should not eat this fruit? Oh, yes, he said we shouldn't eat it. He doesn't want you to eat it because you will be like him. Deception. And what happened? Today we find ourselves in this situation because of that disobedience from God. God hasn't still abandoned us. He is patient and he gives us the opportunity to repent always. And that is why the teachings of the church guides us, the scriptures guide us, so that we can grow to be the seed that Christ has planted in this world. We live in a world whereby we are tempted to always pick and choose what is good for me. Oh, this church teaching is good for me. It's good. This one, I have my own reservation. Then you say, no, it's not. But God gives us the church to guide us. And I want to challenge all of us here today that when we are in the midst of doubt, go before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, and he will answer all our doubts for us. Yes, we might not see God today physically, but God continues to be in the church. He guides us, he teaches us, he tells us what to do so that we can be the good seed he has planted in this world. I recall some years back, if you are traveling, you have to go to the gas station and you get a map. And you are able to locate where you are. And then you locate where you are going. And you look out at the routes you intend to take. Moving forward, I remember MapQuest. Before you go anywhere, you go print it out and you sit in the car. And you are kind of following the directions that it gives you. Fast forward to today. You sit in your car. Turn left on Hanson Boulevard. You've reached your destination. Or turn right. Merge onto I-94. And we follow these instructions religiously without even knowing who is there giving us the instructions. How much more Jesus Christ, who is in the church, and gives us instructions. I remember someone followed Google and came to a point that there was a big valley and Google still said, keep moving. And he's like, what? But he was following. The church Christ established, he said, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And let us not forget that God desires that all of us should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He is patient with us, but we should also be careful to remember that the evil one is out there, trying all possible ways to get us away from God. In fact, in other Gospels, it states categorically that the enemy came and planted a weed called Daniel, which looks very similar to wheat. So should you intend to try to clear the weeds, you might clear the wheat as well. So my dear friends, we are privileged that we have Christ with us, and we have nothing to worry once we have Christ with us. In moments of doubt, in moments of confusion, in moments of pain, in moments that we seek answers, let's go to him in the altar and go to him in the Eucharist. And I tell you, he will always be there to answer us and to guide us and to help us. He is patiently waiting because he wants all of us to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is how privileged we are. May God continue to be with us, to help us choose the truth always, no matter how coated or sugar-coated the lie will be. We will always be able to discern the truth and follow the ways of God through the instructions he gives us in the church.